This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. If there's one place that we all have control issues, it's the workplace. Sometimes it feels as if we've got absolutely no control there, especially when the economy's bad and people are getting laid off. And it's bad enough in real life. Do we really want to watch workplace control issues play out on TV? Well, Fox thinks we do.
You're going to identify three employees that you believe are bringing the company down. Three employees that you select will be at risk to be fired.
That's from Fox's new reality show, Does Someone Have to Go?, where coworkers vote on who's next to be out the door. Chris Abrego is the executive producer of the show and is with us now. Hey, Chris.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Is this kind of like an Office Survivor? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, really. It's kind of what say Survivor meets The Office, if you want. That's kind of Brian Lowry from Variety kind of coined that, and I've been running with it. It's really well said. I would call it Survivor meets The Office.
Now, why make this show, and why make it now?
The show, I think, I've always wanted to do something in the workspace. You know, something we're all fascinated with. And in terms of my entry into this space, I thought one of the most relatable things is what is the one thing everyone can relate to? And in going around my office and talking to other people, the one thing everyone related to was that most of the time in most offices, they think they know better than the boss.
And so that's what this is about, being the boss.
It really is just about that. It's not so much about where the company's at in terms of its, you know, financial place. These companies we're working with are very successful. It's really about these employees who think they know better than the boss. Therefore, the boss gives them the opportunity to show it.
And gives them the opportunity to fire their colleagues. This is not small amount of drama we're talking about.
Listen, absolutely. The show is often coined sometimes the firing show. But there's a lot of other stuff going on. It does give them the authority to let someone go if they feel that's what needs to do in order to fix the office.
Now, I read the show was originally in development right around 2008 and the crisis and all these people losing work. What was the decision like to hold it and why bring it back?
I think early on the decision was we had shot a pilot in 2008 and it originally was called Someone Has to Go. It was bottom line was, listen, at the end of the day, someone's leaving. Someone's getting fired. And I think obviously where everything stood and the truth is, I think obviously with time, the economic time, the show was also focused on the economy. It was focused on companies that were needed to downsize. That's not the focus of this show anymore.
Right.
We kind of retooled it. You know, it's really about office personnel issues. It's really about the level of how, you know, the toxic level of an office sometimes. In order to fix that sometimes, does someone have to go?
And, you know, we're still in an economy where a lot of people are out of work. This is still really touchy. How did you sort of think about that?
You know, I get that question a lot in terms of, like, how can you be firing people in this economy? That's just like, it's absolutely wrong. Well, that's not what the show is about. It really is about, think about someone who does have a job and is not doing their job. Think about somebody, for example, in this episode, the first episode, we have a salesman there who's been there for 2 years and he's making his base salary. Well, what does that mean? He's not selling anything.
Yeah.
And so he's not doing his job. Think about somebody who could use that job, come in there and do a great job at it. It's not about just firing somebody simply for the sake that, hey, I don't like you. It's not a popularity contest. These employees took it serious and they evaluate each person's value to the company and then they make a decision.
So I understand that in the show you actually reveal everyone's income. How much does that factor into the decision whether or not to let somebody go?
It's pretty wild, a lot, to some extent. But I have seen people turn it around, meaning that some people, unfortunately, did get judged immediately because of the amount of money they were making.
Right, you're just making way too much.
Okay, you're just making way too much for what you do.
Right.
For what you do. And in one case, we have the mother of the owner of the company mm-hmm. is the accountant, and she's the part-time accountant.
And probably makes it
and the highest paid employee.
Ooh, yeah.
So you can imagine where that goes. But these guys, she did a great job in proving to her peers her value to the company. And you'll see that in the episode.
So what did you learn about office dynamics and surviving in the office place from filming the show?
Oh, I genuinely learned a lot. It was wild being that, you know, I myself don't have a real job and being in television.
You don't have a boss to report to?
Well, I don't work in that environment. You know, it was interesting and I did learn a lot. We did, four different offices and I learned they shared a lot of similarities. And I learned that there's a lot of that the employees have on the chest that they want to get off. They generally don't have a voice. And this, once been given this voice, they took it with a lot of responsibility. And they really came through on a very articulate, professional kind of level. And I think in every office, they did the right thing.
Chris Abrego is the executive producer of the new Fox reality show, Does Someone Have to Go? Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.